Well, today we celebrate the feast of St. Mark the Evangelist. Now, as we know, St. Mark was the son of Mary, a widow, at whose house the early Christians used to gather. And it is very well stated in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12. Now, the Gospel of Mark is also known, or can also be used, as a lie detector. There's a story of a priest who came one weekend, one Sunday, and after his homily, he gave a homework to the people. He said, well, next week, I'll be talking about the sin of lying, and I would want each and every one of you to read the Gospel of Mark, chapter 17. The next week, when he comes, the first thing he asks is, how many of you read the Gospel of Mark, chapter 17? And he asked for a show of hands. And 3/4 of the people lifted their hands. Then he went on to say, there is no chapter 17 of the Gospel of Mark. There's only chapter 16. And so then he started with his homily of the sin of lying. Today's feast teaches us about the life of Saint Mark. Now we know that Saint Mark was an interpreter to Saint Peter. But initially, in the Acts of the Apostles 13, we find that Saint Mark had first gone with Saint Paul and his cousin Barnabas. Barnabas was a cousin of Saint Mark. And Saint Mark, Barnabas, and Saint Paul had gone on their first missionary journey. But in the middle, prematurely, he had to return. It's not stated for what reasons, but for some reason, he had to return. And St. Paul lost his faith in St. Mark. That is what we find in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 15. We find that St. Paul was not ready to take St. Mark for the next journey. But Barnabas did not give up hope. Barnabas took St. Mark on their next journey to Cyprus, when St. Paul went to Syria. It was after this that St. Mark went to Rome and became the interpreter of St. Peter. In the letter to the Colossians, we find St. Peter telling about St. Mark. He commended St. Mark as a companion of his, of being with him at difficult times. Now the question arises, my dear friends, what if Barnabas had not taken St. Mark for this second journey? Sometimes he would never have even written the gospel. We would have never had the gospel. But the story of Mark teaches us that we should look out for the other. We should be there for the other. There's a second chance given to St. Mark, and he proved himself. Let us also try to follow his example during this feast. Let us try to imitate and be another St. Mark.